AT&T connects an ode to podcasts. Connect the alarm. Change the podcast you stream. Connect the snooze. 10 more minutes to dream. Connect the shower. Lather up with the news. Sports talk, comedians, or movie reviews. Connect with that 3-hour philosophy show. Change the drive into work in traffic so slow. Connect the dishes to voices that glow. Thank you to the geniuses of spoken audio. Connect the stories. Change your perspective. Connecting changes everything. AT&T.
What does every grocery store aisle now have in common? Products that come in paper packaging. And we don't just mean the obvious ones like cereal boxes and juice cartons. From beauty products to boxed water, there are more opportunities to go paper-tarian than ever before. So why should you? Because paper comes from a renewable resource and can be recycled up to 7 times. Simply put, it's the smart choice for the environment. And it turns out, the easiest choice for you. Learn more at howlifeunfolds.com/papertarian.
What's up, guys? It's Tori.
And Anissa.
We have Cyrus on this episode to talk about that brutal elimination, the growing alliances in the Challenge House, and we even plan a few parties.
That's right. So we hope you all enjoy this interview with Cyrus.
Six-pack size.
Six-pack size. This man is the all-star of all-stars, I think. He's been doing it for a long time, and I'm sure you guys would love to hear from him. Please welcome Six-Pack Psy.
Wow, I like that. Six-Pack Psy, I like that. Thank you so very much.
Listen, we do what we can here, and part of it is to hype you up. Number one hype people right here.
Here we are.
And it is true. You look incredible. Mm-hmm.
Thank you guys so much. I work hard on it.
Was the training for, like, was all of this physique building for the challenge, or was it for this wedding that you're planning?
Just for life, you know? I mean, the problem is my girl does have a wicked six pack.
Does she?
I'm rolling out with my pony keg, and I'm like, damn, look at that girl.
Not your pony keg.
Can I do my laundry on that? She got that. Real.
She's strong as shit.
I mean, I was like, whatever. You know, when we were trying to get together, and I was like, damn, look at this girl. I was like, what the holy... I brother's getting old. I got to keep up with all that. Let's keep it real.
Yeah, but she loved you just the same. So you know that if it does all go to shit in about 20 years, she's going to be right there.
It's not going to happen, Gavin.
I know, but I'm just saying, just in case.
Well, she did it with me. She did it right. With me. So she's my main, you know, person pushing me. She's like, when COVID hit, I was like, we enjoying great food.
Wine. Having
time together. We actually got closer during COVID.
And that's amazing.
It was phenomenal. But your boy was gorging. We both loved the grill. I was going to get double doodoo burgers with cheese and all the toppings. Put an egg on there and the chili. We was doing work. And I was like, man, one day I was like, babe, I'm looking at your six pack. I'm like, my pony keg's getting kegger. You're getting ripper.
So you're doing keto though, right?
Yeah, we just made a decision. Well, first.
Or is she doing it too?
We do everything together. There's nothing.
I love it.
I love that.
I love this.
She's truly my support system. And it's like, a lot of people don't know, but it was like, you know, when it comes to business, that's one thing. But it was like, I haven't had a drink or smoked weed in over 3 years.
Wow.
We decided on New Year's in Vegas that we were going to just take a break, you know, me being a partier for a living.
Right.
And it was like, this is what
yeah,
I
do. Yeah, you partied a lot.
I want my six figures. I got to go get my rage on. And that's just how it was.
Mm-hmm. And now you got your six figures and your six pack.
Ooh.
I mean, a lot of sixes in your life.
I thought about it and I was just like, you know what? I've lived a great life, had a great time, been all over the world. And I've done it and not remembered half of that because I've been ripping so hard. And I was like, you know what? Let's pull back the curtain and see what's on the other side.
I love that.
I would always do a month a year, just take a break, you know, not do anything and just, you know, clarity.
Feels good.
And she's really big on whatever you say, you gonna do.
Could I get her over here? Could we borrow a wife?
Integrity before, and I'd ruin my life like that. But if a brother want a burger with cheese and all the, you know, cornbread, whatever I want to eat, I want to eat it. And she was just like, if we're going to do this, we're going to do it. And I was like, okay. So 1 month, 2 months, 6 months, a year, 2 years, 3 years. I'm like, what? And everyone that knows me, they still think I drink when I go out. So every now and again, you know, I have a little bubbly in my hand with a lime in there. It ain't nothing but seltzer water.
Wow.
So,
but the funny thing is, taking gigs completely sober is much different.
Yes, it is.
You know,
explain that. Like, what is that like?
I'm used to I get on stages. I don't care if there's 100 or 10,000 people out there, and I got to entertain them on some level. When I'm sauced up, I do everything. I tap dance, you know, freestyle, rap, sing. I do everything. When I'm faded, your boy got to do it sober. I was like, what? I got a call to do this thing for this reggae band, Arise Roots. They're having a virtual release party. And they virtual album release party. They wanted me to be the MC and the host. And I get there and I'm like, it's COVID. It's the first thing to open up. And I have to be myself. And they threw these things at me. I had to remember Ineffable Records. Can you say that with me? Ineffable.
Ineffable.
That is so hard to do when you're, you know, entertaining a crowd. Ineffable Records, it was Social Sanctuary.
We're already gone.
Arise Roots, and one of the guys from Quinta Soul. I had to remember these names, and oh my goodness. Wow. And then the teleprompter wasn't done like normal teleprompters. Words didn't come across like that. It was like PowerPoint. Boom, one page. All this stuff on that page. And then they would mess up, and we're live. They would mess up and go two pages down. And And I have to like not let the crowd know that I'm completely lost.
Right.
You do that stuff sober, you're your biggest critic the entire time, guys. I'm in my head knowing that I'm live and this is going to be everywhere. It was the most insane experience. And that was the first time actually performing in front of my woman as well. And so like, it was a very changing moment in this, but I think I had a lot of growth in doing that.
How was it in the house? Because you know, everybody likes to get their booze on. They're all, mom's on vacation, dads are on vacation. No one has to drop, you know what I mean? No one has to worry about getting an Uber. What do you do in those situations? I didn't even realize you weren't drinking when we did All Stars 1.
No one realizes that. That's the point. So I kind of didn't want to say that, but I
think because I was in my own glass. You know what I mean? Like, I don't give a shit what everybody else is doing. Just have a good time.
Exactly. Right. So the key is to try and have a good time without people knowing that you need a substance to have a good time.
You don't.
Right.
I'm high on life. I always been, and didn't know that it was more the life than it was the alcohol.
Right.
I do miss it at times. Don't get me wrong. But I'm pretty sure I'm not going back. And my theory is, if it ain't broke, we ain't gonna have to fix it.
Good for you. So are you going to have a sober wedding? This is interesting, right? Because like, you don't drink, your woman doesn't drink either, right? You guys are out on this together.
We discuss it, you know, when it comes, when the time comes. My thing is like, I don't think a nice bottle of champagne would be a bad thing to do. But then, you know, in the back of my mind, I always think, you know, maybe we'll all one day and just get hammered. and, you know, we don't have to keep doing that. But it's like, you know what? We're a couple. We should be able to do that if we want. So things are open. You know, I bring whatever the universe offers me. I welcome it into my home. And as long as she's down with it, I'm down with it. But at this point, it's more of just a challenge. And I want to be able to say it has been over 3 years.
Yeah.
Well,
that's amazing.
I would say, if we're speaking about what the universe gives you and about challenging yourself, we got to get into this episode because you've been sent into elimination twice now, and it is episode 3. I mean, do you think it's because you're 6-pack shy? What is going on this season?
I think it was just a perfect storm this time around. And I think that MJ saw me as a not so good competitor and thought he could take me out. And I think that, along with that treehouse, was just trying to take me out. And I think it's easy to go for one of the elders, for the most part. And I think I think I'm gonna see my day again soon. MJ.
Yeah.
You're often to me. Just to let you know.
I love MJ.
I love you to death.
Yeah, but when people come for you,
at some point we gotta have our moment.
When people think that they can beat you, I can understand how that can be what's the word? Insulting.
It is insulting. Yeah.
I mean it goes both ways.
And surprising. Like, why me? I thought we were cool, or what about me makes you think that you can beat me? You know what I mean? Because it was close. Like, I didn't know what was going on. I thought you were going to win.
I missed too many of those bags. I wasn't able to get the timing correct.
But did you have to knock out that whole star or majority?
Probably not. But
because he was tapping at the edges. I knew what he was going for, but then you just bust right through. So I would have just been like, fuck it. And been like,
you had
the
better strategy. I mean,
I was literally going to jump about 10 swings before I did. I was going to say, fucking just take it out. But my thing is, like, I don't want to be disqualified for something like that.
And you know,
I listen to rules and I play the rules. And on the challenge, you can't always listen to the rules because it's more of a situational thing.
Well, you were injured the last time. So that was a difficult elimination. And
thanks
feel
a
like
lot.
They could have.
Oh, shit.
You helped send me home, chump.
Oh, shit. It's getting real. What happened was Alta picked me. I mean, I knew I was going in. I knew he was going to pick me. That's why I didn't get mad. But to be honest, win or lose, I would have been fine going against you. Like, there was no beef. We've known you. I've known you since I was, 24, 23?
Really young.
We've never had any beef, I think, ever.
No.
I'm not the only people I've ever had. And
I'm not really people
I could get in a fight with. Like, I've been angry probably at one guy each. Like over my challenge season, I've definitely been mad at a few people. Even my friends, we've gotten in fights. Yeah. But I don't think you and I ever really had an issue.
I don't think so either. I think there was a point where I thought you did not like me. And we were in
Gauntlet 2?
Trinidad, yes.
Tomatoes. Yeah.
I don't know if I'd been something or whatever, but I was thinking, damn, she don't really dig me.
No, that wasn't it at all.
She had a crush on you.
I was in love with the guy with the dreads down the street, and I was like trying to get my life together and was wondering why my mohawk was breaking and did we kill all the sea turtles? There was a lot of shit going on. I mean, we had a lot of interesting personalities in Trinidad on Gauntlet 2.
I love that.
That was an interesting season. I mean, there was beef, there were hookups, there was Trinidad was a ball.
The Godfather was on that too.
Oh my God, was he?
I gotta rewatch this one.
You do.
You never see Mark get mad.
Yeah, I gave Mark a lap dance that season. I didn't drink that. I didn't really drink at all. I think I had like a little bit of rum that season. I don't know, but I gave Mark a lap dance for his birthday.
I remember that. I was present.
I was present. I'll never forget it.
Everybody was present. The whole house was present.
Getting ready to take on spring? Make your first move with the reliable performance and power of Steel battery tools. From hedge trimmers and mowers to string trimmers and more, right now you can save $50 on select battery tool sets. Real Steel. Offer valid on select AK system sets through June 16, 2024. See participating retailer for details.
Whether you're a savvy spender maximizing your savings with cashback rewards, a thrifty rate watcher seeking the lowest interest, or a travel enthusiast looking for extraordinary perks, Kemba Financial Credit Union has a Visa to complement your lifestyle and unique needs. Apply today at Kemba.org to unlock a limited-time 2% cashback on purchases and pay 0% interest on balance transfers for an entire year with a new Visa from Kemba. You deserve a card that works for you. Restrictions apply. Offer ends June 30th, 2024.
Let's talk about Cyrus, how you beat Tyler in your first elimination. Did that give you more confidence going into this second one?
If you know me, it's real. Like, some people want to win. Some people think they should win. I fucking expect to win any fucking thing I do, period. I don't ever think I can not do something. Mm-hmm. And I thought it was over. I thought I was going to take MJ out for sure. I was focused, did my thing. But Tyler, to me, Tyler was going to be tough. But I knew there was no way in hell I was going to lose that. Mm-mm. After they explained it, I would lose on a DQ if anything, if that makes any sense. And so my mentality is go, don't stop. Getting tired is not an issue. Mm-hmm. Push right through that.
You can.
For me, basically, my workout consists of more cardio than anything.
And you push through because mile four or five, you're like, fuck, why am I still on this bike?
I don't like it either, but I do.
And then you're at 20 and you're like, okay.
Yeah, like I just keep going. But like in that thing, I am claustrophobic. So digging through that sand, I was like, holy shit. If I can't stand up, it's going to be an issue. Like when I sleep at night in the covers, I get claustrophobic. I have to push the covers back so that my feet can be free in my arm. Like it's crazy. And now I was in there thinking, just this ain't sleep. Push through this. And we got to the center point. I remember coming almost face to face in the first, you know, go through. And I remember thinking, this fool, like, there's no way he's beating me right now, but he's going to definitely use his stature to push me to the side or push me back. And I was thinking, fuck, well, if I dig enough on my side, he ain't going to be able to get down on my side. And hopefully I can slide. Back. Plus, I put my bag in front of me. Rather than dragging it, I was going to push it so that he wouldn't have a chance to grab it or touch it. My mentality was like, if I push that first, I'm going to take off.
That's smart. That's
really smart. Thing definitely threw me for a loop when I saw that. I'm like, oh, hell no.
Well, the bag, dragging a bag is not easy.
No,
it didn't look fun. Corners,
and then the bar at the bottom, it catches on that too. So, then I banged my head on how many times, thank goodness for the helmet. But your head's banging on the roof if you go fast, but it is what it is. And crawling at me, you know, coming off of my suspension isn't so good. Let's say that.
So down I love low, how you relate your body to a car. So,
if I was a car, I'm about a mid-millennium Mercedes-Benz S-Class.
You know, I love it.
I've been worked on, so I got the nice rims. It still go up and down. You can valet park me, put him in the front where you can see him. He ain't that bad yet. He can see him. That old pick drive. Anyway,
I love that.
I want to be.
My Achilles a couple years back. I tore my Achilles, and so for me, down low is very sensitive and tender, and you know, I try and take care of it. And
yeah, I get it.
In that, in the first mission that I lose, I tweak my hammy on the same side as the bad Achilles. Like it's just thing after thing after thing. And the moment that I tweak that, you can tell when I'm running through the mud. I'm like, oh, my goodness. And then it turns into this stiff-legged run because you know you don't want anyone to know when you're injured on a challenge because
they'll throw you in. Buzzers
are coming for you.
Right.
My age is what it is, and you know you're injury-prone, but you still want to give it your all.
Yeah.
I just try and get as prepared as I can get mentally. I work on my breath and breathing as usual, and I stretch, but I try and calm myself completely and sleep on the bus till I get to the actual event.
That's really smart. I'm gonna take that.
I love that bus nap. I've been taking a lot of bus naps.
I'm gonna use that tactic if I ever go back.
But
stretching is important. I didn't even think about like all the injuries I've had. Did I stretch? But it's like your adrenaline takes over, so you're like, fuck it.
But that's even worse because then you're.
Well,
it makes it worse, you know, because you have less oxygen now because you're whatever. We don't gotta go into all the details of it, but.
Right.
It is something to think about.
I always think so too. Like the closest I get from being a college athlete and playing a little bit of pro ball, the closest I get to that feeling and experience and adrenaline is the challenge.
Yeah, I get that.
Mm-hmm. You guys understand, like it's so real. Like when the national anthem plays, I get goosebumps and I think we're about to start playing again. That's every day, every time I hear this.
Wow.
I feel the competition. Me and my girl compete at everything. We get along. We do it perfectly. We love each other to death, but I'm going to win. And you know what? The girl actually beat me in basketball. She outshot me.
No!
One game.
That's amazing.
She'll never win again. But she actually outshot me in three-point shooting. I'm still mad today.
I want to know something. I mean, maybe we should just have her on the challenge.
I'm waiting for that one.
Maybe they'll do it.
Let's go.
Everything gets pretty exciting. We like to just say things on the podcast and hope that they come to life.
Yeah.
But I want to know in this episode when the authority goes in, they, you know, are trying to figure out who they want to put up against MJ. Who would you have chosen?
If I was MJ?
If you're being you,
I probably would have went the smaller route, personally. Or I would have targeted whoever was involved in drama in the house or had some issues. at that time is what I would have done. Hmm. But like, I'm like when I went at Alton, no one else would have went at Alton. I don't think anyone would have chosen that, but he came for me. So let's go.
Right.
So if we go back for another challenge and MJ's there and I got a chance, who you want, Si? That motherfucker right there.
Right.
Yeah.
Why not?
Unless you get to see the elimination first and it may be in your favor to pick somebody.
I mean,
different.
It is what it is. Man to man, I got to do what I got to do.
I get it.
I play the game with integrity, the utmost. I run my life with integrity. I don't care about everything else. And if you come for me, I feel it's my duty to come for you.
I respect that. Mm-hmm. But also, sometimes regret, not regret, sometimes revenge doesn't serve us, you know?
Well, no, I don't believe in revenge. I don't believe in
wrong
decisions. I don't believe in any of that shit. Shit happens. It's a learning experience. You move forward.
Right.
For me, as a man, inside, I'm always going to have an issue with him thinking he can beat me.
Yeah, right. Why not?
And this isn't ego. This is just a fact. Right. Until I beat Alton, until I beat him, until I beat Derek, those things are there. That's just the way it is.
Yeah, and you've got nothing to lose. You might as well just go out there and just swing.
Yeah, I mean, it's, you know, I'm an average man. It is what it is.
You
want me, I want you. Let's go. In the end, we're still friends. Hug it out. High fives, whatever you want to do. I'll buy you a beer. I'll sip on a coffee, whatever.
Yeah.
So I want to know. So last season they had the palace, and now this season they have the treehouse. It's a lot of different... A lot of different places to live. Do they seem like a threat? What were your thoughts on them? Do they seem like a huge alliance? What was going on?
My thoughts are everything seems like a threat. And I feel like on these challenges, it's not smart to not be a little paranoid about what's taking place. Mm-hmm. And you can see the clicks instantly. And in doing so, I try not to worry about the woman click in my mind as much as I worry about the man clicks. But in this situation, I think the woman clicks are what sold me up the river.
Mm. Yeah, so, because they wanted to have MJ's back.
But they also wanted to protect Veronica. So I think it's kind of like, well, what's going to be the least problematic? Mm-hmm. Like, who are people not going to be upset about? And that's no offense to you, but people want to rock the boat as
little as possible.
Least as possible. Yeah, so it's like, okay, well, if we want to save Veronica, then whatever the guys need to do, we'll kind of jump on board as long as, you know, we can also help out MJ. If there's a majority that feels that way, you can't really do shit.
Yeah.
Right. You know, if you're the two guys that are saying yes, I mean,
yeah,
there are other people in that group, you know,
it makes me mad, but at the same time, I'm like, whatever. You know, I didn't know that Derek actually voted me too. Till seeing that just now. And I got to admit it, you know, it gets to me. But a game's a game and life is life. I don't like anyone any less. I won't be the one going, I got it out for you. I'm going to get you every chance I get. No, please.
Right.
Life is too fucking good for me to be mad about a goddamn game.
Right.
Right.
That's Monopoly on down. Basketball is a different story.
But it seems like there was a lot of, like, not turning on people, but like weird decision making. And I'm sure you getting voted in was a surprise. I mean, Kendall even sabotages MJ, which is kind of out of left field.
How do I come in the top four and get sent?
Right. How do you feel about Kendall sabotaging MJ? What do you feel about like all of these moves? Do you know why?
Right.
Is there any logic behind it?
I feel like, okay, it wasn't fucking me at first. You know, that was my thing. I was like, fuck it, ain't me. As long as I don't come in fucking the last half of the group, I'm not going in. And what happened? Yeah, they might have thrown my black ass in. you know, to come in, you know, fourth or fifth place and to get thrown in, it's like, damn, what the? You know, it hurts my heart.
Aww.
But I'm here to compete. Let's go. But it is what it is.
You know what's interesting? Like, everybody goes into the game like, okay, we'll play the rules by, like, people who come in last, we'll throw them in. And then as the game slowly progresses, there's always that turning point of like, all right, those rules don't apply anymore. Integrity out the window. Game on. Numbers it is. You know? And, we're at that point right now in the season.
It's way too early in the game, though.
Yeah, but people don't care. They're like, it's season three. It's time to play it differently.
Yeah, okay. I can't wait. The day I come in one of them boards and I come in the top three and I can do all that stuff, I'm going to throw some zing. I'm going to turn it up. I'm going to beat up chocolate Kindle.
Oh, it's gonna come to that's hilarious. Zing!
What, and just won't think about it and just do it?
I think, can I just have it? I have a theory on this. I think Kendall
knows exactly what she's doing.
Yeah, like she, and like I'm not saying it in a bad way. I think this episode was super entertaining. So loved everything that happened in it, except for the fact that Cyrus had to go home. But, and like, obviously, whatever. I don't got to go into those details. What I'm saying is Kendall knew what she was doing because she explained it in her interview. She did. But when it came to talking to people's face, she didn't want to say what it was. But you don't have to show your cards to everyone's face. You don't.
So who did she want to, what was her other choice?
So she had the option to throw in Jordan, right? Jordan was like, put it on me.
I know.
So in that moment, when you're not doing that, she said she wanted to give it to another bigger guy. So that way Wes, she did it to protect Wes, wouldn't be the only one. So I do think she knew exactly what she was doing. And I don't think it's a bad thing. I think that's just the game. That was her play.
Yeah, I think it is the game, but I think it's kind of funny the way it comes off to people watching.
Yeah.
Or certain mm-hmm. people that don't have access to their information. I think it's just, it was entertaining in season one. I'm not sure if she did it in season two, but season three, it happened again like that. Mm-hmm. And, you know, bless her heart. She's a, you know, I don't know if I could be that. But that's my girl either way. You know what I mean? Mm-hmm. It makes great television.
Yeah, it good really job. Does.
It like, made
you need, you need that. And then you have Jemmy and Tina both going home in this episode for personal reasons.
Oh, my goodness. Yes. Oh.
Was there part of you that thought that maybe your elimination was going to get canceled too?
Nah, you can look at my face the whole time. I'm like, good, good. Someone's safe. I'm not fucking safe. I knew it was going down.
Do you think that they're going to bring somebody in?
I thought that the whole time. Once okay. I heard we were going to compete, I was like, someone's coming in for sure.
Oh my God.
Did you think it was going to be me?
I thought there was a chance.
Ooh! Ah,
that would have been cool.
But I knew what was going to happen.
Still, yeah. I know. Oh, I was still recovering, so I couldn't have. But it would have been nice. You know what I really hope for? I mean, this is off topic, that they bring in mercenaries.
I mean, I think they're
all-stars. Like all-star mercenaries.
But is there such thing as a nice mercenary? Because I'm kind of, I feel like I'm too nice of a guy.
Yeah. No, you're, excuse me. You just said you nice come guy. For people and, well, you don't lose a shit. You're about to fuck shit up. You're coming in. Tori and I have been mercenaries. We're nice people.
You're a thug. You are a thug. You
damn, I am like the rainbow bright of thugs. I am like
the rainbow bright.
I am like a Berenstain Bear of thugs.
I can't.
I'm Goldilocks and the three thugs.
That's me. I am not a thug. But if you fuck with me, I swear.
Oh, the way you take people out is very thuggish. Okay.
I mean, Anissa's a
okay.
Savage.
There's a tiny splash of thuggish, ruggish bone in here. Okay.
And I've seen you get mad on like I get mad during the event. Okay. Mm-hmm. Right. You get mad at the crib with a little glass of wine in it? Oh, hell no. She was not a bitch. And not that you're an angel over there either, Tori. Slow down. You've been involved in this yourself.
I've gotten angry sober, though, after a challenge on Gauntlet 2. I was ready to go.
Like I said.
So there, it doesn't, when I get mad, I get mad.
My thug moments are my outros. Because I be mad as hell.
Yeah,
I get
comes
it.
Comes out and I go. Then it's no drama with that.
Right. You're just like, I gotta say some shit. Bye. Yep. I'm out.
Like when I got mad in season one and I said my piece and did my exit and Beth was like, oh, well.
Cyrus did a great job. We did the best that we could. You were like, nah, fuck that shit.
Yeah. Oh my God, that was amazing.
It's what it is. But that's raw emotion. That's what I do love the fact that as a human, we're able to go on these shows and really express our emotions.
Yeah.
Like, we're not actors, and I mean, we are, but we're not. At the same time, when you're on these challenges, it's raw emotion. Yeah. And I think that's why people watch the show. This is real. That's a real feeling.
Yeah.
And we're supposed to feel that as humans. And I have no problem putting that out. I don't want to cry on TV. I ain't never going to cry on my
I will. I'll take that. I'm a cry
thug. You telling my girl, thug life. She's like, no, Cyrus, hug life.
Oh, I love hug life.
That's sweet.
That's what I've turned into, Cyrus. Straight hug life.
Yeah. Anissa's a snuggly bear.
Thanks.
Yeah.
You're the unicorn of thugs.
Snuggly yeah. thug bear.
I love that.
Snuggly huggly well, thug bear.
Speaking of people that don't snuggly hug, I'd say there's a big divide, or it seems like there is kind of this divide between old school and younger all-stars, right? That's the best way to put it. What was it like being in the house? Did you immediately think like, okay, these people probably shouldn't even be on All-Stars? Like, is that in your mind?
Oh, hell no. No? Hold on. First off, let's keep it real. I want to go on the other fucking challenge.
Oh, I really okay.
I always want to be back on the other challenge. Ooh. It is what it is. Now that I'm not hurt anymore, let's fucking go.
Hey.
Like, for real, for real.
Yeah.
In my normal everyday life, going to play ball, going to work out the gym, whatever. If I'm playing ball, I want the youngest, baddest motherfucker on the block. Mm. Don't believe me? Come to Santa Monica Beach any given Monday, Wednesday, Friday, 10 a.m. I'm working on my tan, and I'm calling out the baddest motherfucker.
I love it.
I'll come work on my tan and watch you do that.
And sometimes it's your wife. Right.
For the most part, he's 6'5", and probably about 235, 240. And my little 6 foot ass got to handle that. And my thing, like in real life, I don't enjoy when people stack teams. We are here to play, you know, a little pickup run or whatever. And some cats want the best team ever.
So you want it to be fair. That.
I want the team fair, yeah. Or I want to be with the underdog team. I want to say, okay, we got three players that match up well with their three players. Then they got two guys that are way better than our other two guys. Mm-hmm. Well, let's figure out a way mentally to get around that, exploit our weaker players in some areas that are stronger in other areas, exploit their strengths, and try and take out the big guy. Mm. Always. That's my theory. And every single day, cats get mad at, oh, their team's going to be better. They're going to kill us. I'm like, just shut up. If you say that, put it in existence, that happens. If you say you a bad motherfucker, then guess what? You was a bad motherfucker. Mm-hmm. Speak it into existence. Make it happen. That's life. I do the same shit on the challenge.
But that happened season one. The first challenge, our team looked stacked and we lost.
Yeah, well, that's what I'm saying. So I can't
show and prove completely, that does definitely happen.
It happened.
Yeah, but
and, you know, I think that's like a life lesson though.
Yeah,
too.
But what if someone comes up and says, so what were the 70s like? As Kayla asked Mark.
And I would tell, I mean, it depends on if they're directing it toward me or not.
Right. Okay. Say it was directed towards you.
Yeah. And not Mark. To both of you.
I would probably make reference to possibly, I could do one or two things. I have a woman now, so I wouldn't probably say that, but I would make reference to probably her possibly being my daughter.
Oh, okay. For real. Okay.
So, but, you know, you have to be crafty with it and just embrace it.
Yeah.
The funniest thing, I'll never forget on a challenge, as I'm aging and they just clown me, like when CT clowned me or something and Coral was saying something, I would get up to go to the bathroom in the middle of the night and you would hear my ankles pop, 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 pop.
Not like
and Coral just started laughing. And this is so long ago and I'm thinking.
Not like a drive-by. You drive-by ankles.
Exactly. Making away with that stuff. All ankles. Cut, cut, cut. And Coral's like, oh my, damn, take cover. I'm like, oh my goodness. Like funny stuff like that, you just got to embrace it and keep rolling.
Right.
You know, Johnny Bananas called me Cadillac. He called me Cadillac. And he had his voice like this. Because he's like, you remind me of Cadillac. You kind of big, but you still smooth, Si. You still smooth. I was like, yeah, you know, I do my thing.
I wish like, Johnny actually embrace. Had that voice. It'd be so I funny. Know.
He does have it every kind of thing.
I liked the way you. I liked that voice for Johnny.
Mm-hmm. Like a hell of a voice for Johnny. Like I gotta tell you, boy, you like a cat. Smooth. In the background, you got the '70s dropping.
Yeah. Well, you know what? Whether or not you could be somebody's father on the show, or you know what the '70s is like, TJ still said that this is the best he's ever seen you.
I agree.
So, how did that feel?
It feels great, you know? I mean, I work really hard. It's no secret. Mm-hmm. I put it out there. And when I turned that corner and when I saw on the season one, the cast photo they posted of me, mm-hmm. I was livid. That gave me more fire.
Yeah.
I'm 60 pounds lighter now. I've dropped about 60 pounds.
That's crazy.
And I'm going to pour. Oh, yeah.
I didn't realize it was that much.
I was at about 238, 39.
Wow.
And I maxed out at about 179.
That's crazy.
And right now I'm probably like at 185, but trying to find my sweet zone. But for me,
I think you look great right now. I mean, it's clearly an individual preference. So I think you look awesome.
Yeah.
Thank you.
So many abs.
I mean, I'm trying.
And so like many damn abs. And all you do is sweat. I need that little sweatsuit.
It can be a little dangerous though.
Like, I wonder how, like, when TJ gave you a hug, did he have sweat on his shirt? I was thinking about that, like, because you know he's, like, kind of weird about, like, stuff. Like, when people were eating food and shit, or people sneeze.
He's an athlete. He gets that.
Yeah, right. That's true. He does get that. Yeah.
I'm going to post my little sweat video. Like, literally, I wring out my socks.
There's got to be a market for that. It's not me, but somebody.
I played college hoop. I couldn't practice on the court the whole time.
Oh yeah, because it'd be a fucking slip and slide.
On the sidelines. I would run, and then when they called me in, I'd come in. I had two jerseys and two things. I would change at halftime, put one in the dryer, and sometimes put it on again. Water coming out of my Air Force Ones, literally out the tops of them as I run.
That's insane.
It is what it is. I call it chocolate.
So I can't. So what do you think is the biggest difference between season 3 and season 1?
I wasn't there long or fucking enough. I'm sorry. I think the nostalgic feel of one.
So awesome.
I don't know if that could be matched unless you get some older cast members. And the camaraderie, based on the timing because of COVID and people being away from people and having it open up, was just a beautiful emotional setting. Mm-hmm. When coming into the house, and it's like seeing people that you actually know.
Mm-hmm. Shout out season 1. Shout out season 1.
So beautiful, man. Like that.
Aww.
That was like a life-changing moment and like instilled like a bunch of positive hope within the world and the cipher. Mm-hmm. I felt so good just being there.
A lot of people, I think, if you know LT, like he was like, this was like changed my life.
Yeah.
I love it.
Like it was such an amazing. I know.
That boy almost didn't do it.
That's my dog, too.
When he got the call, I was like, ew. What the
fuck? Nisa.
I was like, if you don't fucking put the weights down and go call him back right now.
I know. He loves doing it. And I think it really helped him, like, just, like, kind of branch out, give the show another chance, like, give himself another chance. So I think it's good. I like All Stars 1.
And you know what? Like, we had LT on the podcast, and he mentioned that, like, obviously this was prior to seeing how he exited All Stars. So now we understand why he's like, I want to take a break. But earlier in this episode, Cyrus, you already talked about how you wanted to go back. Are you going to convince LT to come back for season 4 if there is one? Yeah, you have 100%. To. You got it. Somebody's got to do that.
Being like, so my thing is now I'm working out with a lot of different cast members, doing their workouts and trying to get in there like that. And me and L have some things set up to do together too, but be outside of the scope of that stuff. Me and L are friends and we play ball together. We actually hang out. And when we do, we have some really heartfelt conversations. I consider him one of my better friends, and I enjoy him finally opening up a little bit to the world to see what he actually is. Like, to think that LT actually bust a dance move on camera in front of people, it's crazy.
Yeah.
That dude wouldn't have done that. You know what I mean?
No, All Stars 1, he just sat there in that coat with glasses on.
And now he's blossomed back into, he's kind of showing people like what he's got inside him, because he's a really funny dude, very artistic, knowledgeable about so many different things, but it doesn't come out like that. It's hard when you have such a stature like he has.
Mm-hmm. He's a gentle giant.
Exactly. But I think it's important for him to do that. People respect him for all aspects of his personality, not just his brawn.
I love Anissa. I love watching Anissa while you're talking about
him. I know.
She's like,
I'm trying to ignore that.
I'm not melting. It's just like if you know his story too, like all of this makes so much more sense. And it's like super emotional, like when you do. So it just means a lot. I think it's really special.
Yeah. I mean, you know, we go play ball together. He might fuck around and kill somebody. LT is in Tech.
Oh, I know. I love
you know what's
that.
Funny? So what I do, I call up Tech and him. So I get like,
God bless Tech.
I got the gesture and clown, and then I got the real enforcer. I try and balance the day off, and we have such a good time together, man. And people should realize that we're actually friends. outside of this whole thing, it's actually really cool to hang out together. And I like you guys. I thought you guys were my friend too. Invited you guys to all my events. Tori, you ain't been yet.
You live across the country and you always hit me at things where I'm like, I have to be somewhere else. And then it never works. Or you tell me you're going to New York, but you really end up at LA in the same place I am. So
I'm not as bougie as her.
You were at the same place.
That's my Grey Poupon laugh.
I love it. Well, listen, I promise that we will hang out with you. I want to come to an event. So next time it aligns, I'm there. Anissa's there. I'm going to make her come. LT better be there because he's going to make
her come. He says you're going to make her come. Look at the face. He
got punched. Get me out of here. Too many.
Okay, oh, I'm sorry. My mom listens to that. I gotta be careful.
Sorry, Barb.
For you two to commit to me doing your birthday bashes.
Ooh!
40th would have been fun, but it was COVID stuff. I mean, 41, you know. Or I could just celebrate 39 plus again.
Yeah, let's do it.
I like a 39 plus party.
39 plus.
But you know, forever, I don't want people to know my age either. I was 25 in 25 years.
Yeah, fuck it.
No, I don't care because they're like, damn, you really are that old. I'm like, yep, I'm in the gym. They're like, how old are you? I'm like, 40. And they're like, no. I'm like, yes, come closer. Yeah. Come closer and tell me how old you really think I am. 25? Stop it.
And Tori, how old are you?
I'm 25, baby. It's a 25 club over here.
She's a liar.
I just turned 29. I'm turning 30 this year, so you're going to turn my... You
said you weren't celebrating 30, though.
Yeah, until Cyrus said he would host my party.
Oh, then you have to.
We will definitely do our party together this coming up.
100%.
I'm going to do... I'm telling you right now, though, I'm going to do the craziest B-Day kind of thing. And we can come together, our minds together, and just make
it. All right, let me know, because I'm not starting school again yet, so I have some free time.
Oh, by the way, congratulations on another level.
Thanks.
I was really proud of you when you posted that, and it was heartfelt. And I ain't gonna lie, like, as emotional as I am, I'm not that tough guy like that, but literally, it almost brought tears to my eyes. Like,
aww, thank you.
And people need to understand that I really care about us. If I like you in real life, like, I like you. It's not like some bullshit.
Yeah.
I don't want to cry on camera. I don't want to be, you know, people know I'm like that, but it's like that.
No. Yeah, you're an emotional dude.
These shows bring out the emotion in you. It's designed to do that. And think about that for a minute. I'm a guy, so it's different if we cry on the show, but I think about that all the time. And I'm like, thankful for the show because in a way it's very therapeutic.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, 100%. Open
these things and get in touch with all of ourselves.
So. It does. It pushes you to your limit, but that it's when you meet your rawest form in those places. Yeah. So it is really, really, it's just an incredible experience that, you know, you guys have been able to do throughout a lifetime basically. And a lot of us hope to, so it's amazing. And it's been amazing having you on this podcast. We have one last question for you, Cyrus. We ask this question for and to everybody. Since this is All Stars 3, you know, and if you had to make a team of three other competitors, who would you choose?
For my squad?
Who's your squad?
All guys or guys and girls?
I think you could pick whoever you want.
Okay, I'm just going to do a guy squad for goodness sake then. I would probably say on my team, I'm probably going to come out the gate and say Mark Long.
Yeah.
I'm probably going to say, because I have to give homage and respect to someone as old as me, no matter what. Mm-hmm. Still in the game. So that goes with that slot field. The baddest motherfucker to ever walk, I got to give it to Darrell.
Yeah.
Got to be on my team as well. And I think the stats prove itself. And then from that moment, I got to get someone kind of younger and fill that void. Mm-hmm. So I'm probably going to go with Nehemiah.
Mm. Oh, I love Nehemiah too. This is a great squad.
Yeah, I mean, I'm afraid of that squad.
And I like to have the thinking order going. And so for my last fourth pick, I'm going with Letarian.
Okay, so this is five people on your team.
And we all brothers too. We really, Mark kind of, Mark slides in there a little bit because, you know, Mark got that R&B song voice about him. You know, he can kind of.
He does. That one thing about Mark, he does know every single 90s R&B song and he'll sing them.
Yes, he does. I love it.
Oh, yeah. I love that.
So that'd be my squad right there.
What a squad. I love it. I love it so much. Well, it was a pleasure having you on the podcast again, Cyrus. We're really sorry that this season ended a little earlier for you. But honestly, sometimes that just gives you more fire to go into the next one. So if there is a season four, fingers crossed, you get a chance to get revenge or whatever you want to call it.
No, I've trained harder and I'm leveling up this coming week. So I used to say big side, baby. I can't say that no more.
They six call me pack side, baby.
Oh, I like six pack side better. Better. I like that better. I like that better.
I know. Well, they'll just start calling you six pack.
I like it.
Amazing, dude. Wait, where can we follow you on Instagram?
Oh, hit me up on all social media platforms. SYRUSMTV, CyrusMTV, TikTok, Twitter, Instagram, Snapchat, all that.
All of it.
Check me out.
And at six pack side, we're all going to sweat.
Let me go lock in that website right now.
You should. The domain is free and it's there. Yeah. It might not be free, but it's open, as in free.
It's okay. I got a little change.
Yeah, it's not that expensive.
$12. You got it. Got it.
Right?
Oh, thank you, Cy.
All right, Cy. Thank you. Have a great day.
You know it. Nothing but love.
Getting ready to take on spring? Make your first move with the reliable performance and power of Steel battery tools. From hedge trimmers and mowers to string trimmers and more, right now you can save $50 on select battery tool sets. Real Steel. Offer valid on select AK system sets through June 16, 2024. See participating retailer for details.
Whether you're a savvy spender maximizing your savings with cashback rewards, a thrifty rate watcher seeking the lowest interest, or a travel enthusiast looking for extraordinary perks, Kemba Financial Credit Union has a Visa to complement your lifestyle and unique needs. Apply today at Kemba.org to unlock a limited-time 2% cashback on purchases and pay 0% interest on balance transfers for an entire year with a new Visa from Kemba. You deserve a card that works for you. Restrictions apply. Offer ends June 30th, 2024.
Well, Anissa, Cyrus is absolutely incredible, and that elimination looked really hard. And all I could think about while I was watching it is, how do you think me and you would do against each other in that? Because that was kind of like the elimination we had.
See you later, Tori. I would have nose-dove into it with my fucking head. No, I think it would be really close. I mean, how are you at basketball?
I'm terrible.
Oh. I don't think it matters in this case. I mean, I don't want to think about it, but perhaps outside of the challenge, we should try to set up some eliminations.
I love this.
And go against each other for fun.
Perfect. If anybody wants to be on our production crew, please send in applications. Anissa, where can they send applications to? What's your social?
Ah, yes. Anissa MTV, AnneesaMTV on Instagram. Send stuff there. Send in your listener questions. Tori, where can they find you?
You guys can find me at Tori_Deal. We definitely require some production experience and set building experience if you want to try to build these elimination rings for me and Anissa. But more importantly, we require you to like this episode. So please rate and review us on Spotify or Apple Podcasts.
And tell a friend. Yes, and then make sure you're catching new episodes of All Stars 3 on Paramount Plus. And we'll see you back here next Thursday for an all-new episode of MTV's official Challenge Podcast.
Whether you're a savvy spender maximizing your savings with cashback rewards, a thrifty rate watcher seeking the lowest interest, or a travel enthusiast looking for extraordinary perks, Kemba Financial Credit Union has a Visa to complement your lifestyle and unique needs. Apply today at Kemba.org to unlock a limited-time 2% cashback on purchases and pay 0% interest on balance transfers for an entire year with a new Visa from Kemba. You deserve a card that works for you. Restrictions apply. Offer ends June 30th, 2024.
This is Malcolm Gladwell from Revisionist History. eBay Motors is here for the ride. With some elbow grease, fresh installs, and a whole lot of love, you transformed 100,000 miles and a body full of rust into a drive that's all your own. Brake kits, LED headlights, whatever you need, eBay Motors has it. And with eBay Guaranteed Fit, it's guaranteed to fit your ride the first time, every time, or your money back. Plus, at these prices, you're burning rubber, not cash. Keep your ride or die alive at ebaymotors.com. Eligible items only. Exclusions apply.